מצוות לולב ומיניו נוהגת ביום ולא בלילה. מצוות לולב lies in the day and not at night. שנאמר וכתב לכם ביום הראשון, ונאמר ושמחתם לפני אדוני אלוהיכם שבעת ימים. וזמן הלולב הוא מהנץ החמה. The time of the lulav starts from nets, from sunrise. ואם נטלו אחר שחלם עוד השחר, יצא בדיעבד. בדיעבד, if you took it from dawn, so it counts. It should be noted that there is an opinion that's brought down the Shara Kavanot, that the minhag of Rabbeinu Ari was to shake the lulav before Netzach Hama, after Alot HaShachar, Lechet Techila. And that's the way he would do it. And he would do it in the Sukkah, obviously before the Zman of the Tefillah. It's a big Hiddush that he would do it before Netzach Hama. But that's the way it's brought down. There's two Hiddushim in that. Number one, to do it before the Tefillah. What happened to Tadir v'she'enot Tadir? Which I come when you ask that question. Tefillah comes first. Shema Azmo Tadir. Secondly, the day starts at Netz. When it comes to these mitzvot, he's doing it before Netz. Kanireh Rabbeinu Ari had his reasons, and he knew those rules. And he still held that this mitzvah is so great that it takes a precedent. The question would be, if a person is going to shake the lulav, let's say, according to the pshat, after Netzach Hama, but before prayers, which is a proper minhag, to go into the sukkah before shacharit, to do it in the sukkah itself, to be surrounded by the mitzvot, and to shake the lulav before he comes to the synagogue. Or he comes to the synagogue and he goes into the sukkah of the synagogue, and he does the mitzvah lulav before he prays. Okay, this brought down, it's something nice to do. But the question would be, does he have to make Berchot HaShachar? Does he have to make Netilat Yadayim? Does he have to make Berkat HaTorah? Well, let's settle one at a time. Netilat Yadayim, for sure he has to make it. Because your hands are Tameh. Netilat Yadayim is not a question. When it comes to the rest of the Berchot HaShachar, might not have to make them. There's no reason why he has to make the rest of the Berchot HaShachar. When it comes to Birkat HaTorah, here's where we run into an issue. Since most people that are doing the mitzvah the proper way, they read the Shem Yehud before they do the mitzvah, and they say the Pesukim of Vihinoam before they do the mitzvah, so therefore it would be proper to say the Birkat HaTorah also before he shakes the lulav, so you have no problem of saying these Pesukim that are in the Lashem Yehud. Now, if it was only for the fact that you're thinking of the mitzvah and thinking of the Devrei Torah, so Akhavadiyah said that wouldn't be enough to mandate a Birkat HaTorah. Because that's not already enough. He brings that from the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Mem Zayin Sif Katan Zayin. You can do mitzvot before you make Birkat HaTorah. Now, even though at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, you're thinking of the laws that apply, but that's a hirhu, that's not Devrei Torah necessarily. You're not mitkavin l'shem limud. When you're doing the mitzvah, you're going to learn now. No, you're doing the mitzvah, you're thinking of the dinim, but it's not considered the limud. But again, HaKavuyah does bring down in Hazon HaVadiyah Sukkot Davshin Ayin Bet in the notes, that since you're saying Vihinoam and the Shem Yehud and things like that, it would be more proper to say the Birkat HaTorah before you make the Berachot, and that's going to be the halakha. So again, La halakha, once you try to shake the lulav, after Netzach Hama, in the Sukkah, preferably, the custom is to do it even before Tefillah, those that are Noheg, Alpi, Rabbeinu Ari, so his custom was to do it even before Netzach Hama, to do it after Alot HaShachar in the Sukkah, and to make the proper berachot of the Yadayim, of course, and the Birkat HaTorah as well.